America Weekend.
We got the teamwork to make a dream work. Let's go.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. We are talking with Ron Darling, the former New York Met pitcher and current baseball analyst. In New York City, we are treated to be able to hear Ron work with Gary Cohen and Keith Hernandez on SNY and on WPIX-TV. And you guys have created such a relationship. A lot of people have always said, oh, three men booths, they don't work. This booth works better than any. What is it that speaks to the very unique relationship the three of you share in that booth?
Well, I have a relationship with Keith that can't be replaced. Sports relationship on a winning ball club makes you a brother for life, and that's how I feel about Keith, that he and I are brothers. He's just he's the greatest player I ever played with, and he just was a leader in every sense of the word. And Gary Cohen, I might have maybe even more in common with Gary. You know, we came from similar families. We went to Ivy League schools. They're just so good at their job. And together, you know, when we're really, really jiving, I think we're like free-form jazz, you know?
Yeah.
Whoever is really got it going that night, we let him go. There's no ego in the booth. There's no... I've been in booths before where people have to have their 15 minutes of fame in the booth. And these guys are never like that. They just want to get it right. And if one person is getting it more right than others, we let him go. Once he's done doing his thing, then we pick him up. I think a lot of it has to do, we didn't know each other, we didn't know how this was going to work, but we decided as a team to make it work together. And it'll be one of the relationships that will, it will define my life, and I'm very happy with that.
Let's finish things off with a Mets question. The talk is this vaunted rotation, these four starters, and soon to be five when Zach Wheeler comes back. How good can this Mets rotation be?
You know, I try to stay away from hyperbole, Ed, but it's the best I've ever seen. And I say that for a couple of reasons. I've seen a lot of great staffs. You know, as a child, I remember the Baltimore Orioles pitching staff. As a player, I pitched with Dwight Gooden's and Bob Ojeda's and Sid Fernandez's and Dave Cone's and Rick Aguilera. So I've been around some of the best of the best that went on to have great, great careers. And I think when I think back on it, you know, our team in the 80s, we did it with an incredible pitcher in Dwight Gooden that I think these pitchers are trying to get to that place. But we also did it with versatility. You know, we did it with, left-hander who threw hard, left-hander who threw soft, whatever I brought, all that kind of stuff. These guys are different. They have a versatility, but they have a versatility, turned up 100 notches. You know, they throw 95-plus. They are dominant pitchers. When they come into a game, I would not expect a no-hitter, but I would expect a no-hitter stuff, 7 times out of 10. So it's a really interesting staff to watch. I'm blessed that I get to chronicle it or caretake it from the booth for the next few years. And the sky's the limit with these guys.
Well, the Mets looking to take that one final step this year, and they are all uber competitive, all four of them, and soon to be all five of them, and that helps as well. Once again, Ron's book, Game 7, 1986, Failure and Triumph in the Biggest Game of My Life, is available in bookstores, at Amazon, and at Barnes & Noble. Ron Darling, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you so much, Ed and Eddie. Thank you.
Take care. Have a good day.
Have a nice day.
And there he goes, folks. Very interesting how it seems like after all these years that this was still kind of biting at his craw. If you watch the highlights of at the end of Game 7, Jesse Orozco strikes out Marty Barrett to win the World Series for the Mets. Orozco throws his glove in the air. The entire Met team comes out and they jump on top of Jesse Orozco. And who was at the top of the pile without his hat on at that point? It's Ron Darling. So I find it fascinating that after all these years, he still had a problem with the fact that he himself had failed that night. And he talked about how a couple of days after the ticker tape parade that it really got to him. He's sitting alone in his apartment and he realized, well, wait a minute, we won, but I stunk. And that's got to be a really interesting thing to deal with, especially the dichotomy from this ultimate team success. You just won the World Series, blah, blah, blah. They're on TV all over the place making these appearances. Yet he felt as if he didn't do what he had to do. And he also brought up something that is true. The average baseball fan, when they see this, and, oh, you know, the ball through Bill Buckner's legs, they think that is what ended the World Series. It did not. That was only Game 6. So there was still one more mountain to climb the night after that. So, and actually, it was two nights after that because it rained in New York, and it was a Monday night when the Mets finally won the World Series. And now they are positioned this year. They have a good chance not only to get back to the World Series, but if things work out, that they will actually win the World Series this time. The other weird dichotomy in this whole thing was not having Christina Stoffo in the studio, but to look over to my left and see the offspring sitting here.
Yeah.
So you did a really good job.
Thank you.
Were you nervous?
No, not at all.
It is true. My son is an aspiring sportscaster. He wants to do play-by-play. He practices it all the time. So you know what? Nepotism is a good thing, especially when your father has a nationally syndicated radio program and you can get on the air. We have more coming up. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Eddie Kalegi.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Have you ever thought about the ethics associated with parenting? Actually, there are three ethical principles required to raise children responsibly. Here's the philosophical science of it. First, you must teach your children a social ethic, a how to get along with others, and most parents excel here. Next, an individual ethic, how to take care of themselves mentally and physically. Parents, they excel here too. The third area, well, most parents fall short when it comes to teaching their child why they're here. It's kind of like a roadmap that helps them find meaning in life. What's the cheap psychological trick? Mastering two out of three ethics is good, but it takes all three ethics to develop a love for living. Maybe you ought to ask your child, what do you want to do with your life? Maybe you ought to ask a little more often. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was an all-star as a player and a champion as a coach. At the height of his playing career, he was on the wrong end of the punch that shattered his face. He went on to coach the Houston Rockets to back-to-back titles in the mid-1990s.
Our Houston Rockets are NBA champions.
So where is Rudy Tomjanovich now? Rudy left the Rockets in 2003 and coached the Lakers for part of the 2004-2005 season until he was diagnosed with bladder cancer. He then became a scout for the Lakers. Plus, he was the focus of a book called The Punch, written about that infamous punching incident.
1970, Kermit Washington punches Rocket Rudy T. Facial reconstruction needed.
That's one moment Rudy T. wishes never happened. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.